You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Thursday, July 3rd. We'll be taking a look at a story involving a Kansas congressman and tragedy among his staff.
Founding Fathers and the Independence Day holiday. I'm Dan O'Neill.
And our full weather forecast is on the way from Storm Team 12 as we head into the holiday weekend as well. Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky. It is 73 degrees here on this Thursday morning. A young staff member for Kansas Congressman Ron Estes was shot and killed. A congressional intern was the fatal victim of a triple shooting in Washington, D.C.
D.C. police is telling us that Eric Tarpinium Yakum, he was not the intended target. The 21-year-old UMass Amherst senior was in D.C. for the summer interning in the office of Congressman Ron Estes. Now, in a statement, the congressman saying, "I will remember his kind heart and how he always greeted anyone who entered our office with a cheerful smile. We are grateful to Eric for his service to Kansas's 4th District and the country." Prior to interning in Congress, Eric, a finance major with a minor in political science, was a fellow at the Fund for American Studies.
That's Fox 5 DC's Nana Sentio Bonsu with that report in the nation's capital. Tarpinium Yakum was not the intended target of the gunfire. That shooting happened about 10:30 on Monday night, when multiple suspects got out of a vehicle and opened fire on a group of people. You can expect Wichita's Eisenhower National Airport to be crowded as weekend holiday travel is underway. Airport officials expecting nearly 4,000 passengers every day through the end of the Independence Day weekend, and 14% more flights and seats are available compared with last year. Busiest days at the Wichita Airport expected to be Sunday and Monday. The U.S. House of Representatives voting 219 to 213 to begin debate on President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill early this morning. This comes after House Speaker Mike Johnson delayed the vote after several Republicans voted with Democrats against the bill and others had yet to cast their votes. The latest from the nation's capital.
You had a group of 8 Republicans who had not voted. Scott Perry, a Republican from Pennsylvania who was part of this group, had headed back to Pennsylvania, according to House Speaker Mike Johnson, to get a change of clothes. It was a couple-hour drive back to Washington, D.C. Mike Johnson had signaled that he thought that they had the votes to get past this procedural hurdle, this test vote. And after that, they would start on the debate. Mike Johnson indicates that he believes they will pass this bill by 8:30 in the morning. Hakeem Jeffries, who is the Democratic leader, his office has indicated that he is going to speak for about 45 minutes to an hour.
And that's Fox's Chad Pergram with that report. The 7 founding fathers of the United States, widely regarded as having made the most significant contributions to securing independence from Great Britain and establishing the U.S. government, They are John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Alexander Hamilton, John Jay, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and George Washington.
Four of those men became president, and all but one had connections to the military. Washington, the nation's first president, has a rich military background. In 1753, Virginia's governor appointed him to be surveyor with the rank of major. During the French and Indian War, Washington and his militia joined British Army General Edward Broderick's troops to expel the French from the Ohio River Valley. When the Continental Congress sought a commander for the Colonial Army in 1775, Washington was selected because of his extensive militia service during the French and Indian War. Washington was defending New York City in July of 1776, so he didn't sign the Declaration of Independence at the time of its adoption on July 4th. He received a copy of the Declaration from John Hancock and ordered it be read out loud to his troops assembled in the parade grounds of Lower Manhattan on July 9th, 1776. Washington and 38 others signed the Constitution on September 17th, 1787, and presided over the debate of that document. Be sure to read more about our founding fathers in the post on our webpage. This Salute to Service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage, knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita police say overall crime down in Wichita in the first half of the year compared to last year. The department releasing its mid-year crime snapshot. 11 murder cases this year. That's down 35% from the prior year. It's also down 45% from the five-year average. Usually by this time of year, there have been 20 criminal homicides in Wichita. Robberies are down 19%. Rape cases are up year over year 10%, although still down 21% during a five-year average. Aggravated assaults, pretty much flat, same as last year, as are violent crimes, just about the same as last year as well. We'll hear from Wichita Mayor Lily Wu, her thoughts on Independence Day. And that egg surcharge is going away for one big restaurant chain. And your weather forecast heading into the holiday as well from Storm Team 12 is coming up. KNSS News Time is 8:06. 8:09 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Independence Day federal holiday is tomorrow. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu spoke with KNSS News about July the 4th.
Not only from being a first-generation immigrant to this country, but also having had the opportunity to travel as mayor outside of this city, I am just so grateful for the privilege to live in America. And I think we need to reflect on that a little bit more. Next year will be America's 250th anniversary. And I think we need to get back to what does it mean to be an American? And to me, it really means the land of opportunities.
Tomorrow marks 249 years as a nation for the United States of America. Oh, maybe it is excellent news. A major restaurant chain is dropping the surcharge on eggs.
Waffle House has dropped a 50-cent per egg surcharge as prices of the popular breakfast food have stabilized. The chain posted on X that the egg surcharge is officially off the menu and thanked its customers for understanding. The price was raised at Waffle House and plenty of other restaurants when egg prices surged earlier this year. That happened as farmers had to kill off millions of chickens due to an outbreak of bird flu. Jill Nato, Fox News.
It's 8:11 with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. So far, traffic here in the Wichita area, the traffic volumes are getting a little bit lighter out there. I've been keeping an eye on the traffic cameras out by Wichita Eisenhower National Airport just to see if we were seeing some heavier traffic volumes due to the holiday travel out there. So far, we have got some fairly heavy travel, especially right now eastbound on Kellogg right there at Tyler Road and Ridge Road in that area. Traffic update from 98.7 to 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Central, I'm Jed Chambers. And a look at our weather forecast here in on this Thursday, July 3rd, heading into the holiday weekend. Becoming partly cloudy as the day goes on. A bit of a gusty wind out of the south, a high of 89 degrees. Overnight low tonight down to 70 under a partly cloudy sky. And tomorrow on Independence Day, partly cloudy, high 85 on July 4th. And by the time we get to Saturday, some morning storms, a partly cloudy day Saturday, a high of 90 degrees on July 5th. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south, sunny sky, it is 73 degrees. And we're on our way to a high today of 89 here on Thursday, July 3rd. Hey, it's Thursday. Weather is brought to you by the Monarch, and Thursdays at the lodge at the Monarch means $5 large beers, 23-ounce mugs of local beers available. Drink up. How about that? And, of course, the Monarch also has live music every Friday and Saturday night at 8 o'clock, so think about that on your July 4th and July 5th. Live music at the Monarch. At 579 West Douglas, right there at the roundabout in historic Delano, hoist that 23-ounce mug of local beer and enjoy. What a great place to hang out. The Monarch! It is 813 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. You know, we just had that story about the Waffle House. Getting rid of its surcharge on eggs. And, I'll go into I cannot fathom the fact that Wichita does not have a Waffle House.
Does not have a Waffle House. You've mentioned this a few times.
I was like, how can there not be one at 47 South and Broadway?
Exactly.
Or up north in Park City, up north of the North Junction.
Sure.
Cannot believe there is not a Waffle House, in the Wichita area. In fact, I think there are 16, like in the Kansas City area, and I think most of those are on the Missouri side of the line. But there's like six in the Tulsa area. There's 11 of them in Oklahoma City. There's but nothing here. And there's like 2,100 locations around the nation.
Yeah, but Kansas, not so much.
Can you not tell me that Wichitans would love to waddle up to the Waffle House and it would be hugely successful?
It probably would be.
You would think. All right.
Yeah.
So that there's that rant, and my other rant is my favorite breakfast place is the Original Pancake House.
Right. The original.
The OPH, Original Pancake House.
Yeah.
And they have them in Dallas, and they have them in Denver, and they have them in St. Louis. We got to get one here.
Yeah.
That's too far for me to go.
Yeah. I've never been, so I'll have to try it sometime when I'm in one of those areas.
Good. So good.
I have tried Waffle House. Can't really say I care too much whether or not they show up here in Wichita. It's fine.
Yeah. It's fine for what it is, you know, and if it's, 2:30 in the morning, it's open, you know, it's fine for what it is. I was in Miami for vacation several years ago and we were driving around maybe 11 o'clock or midnight. And there was a Waffle House every two blocks in Miami. I mean, I don't know how many there are in
Florida.
There must be like 500 in the Miami area. Let me look at the map here.
There's probably a lot of them. Oh, well.
There's tons.
Yeah.
But it seemed like there was one like every couple blocks. I was like, wow.
Now
they're all over the place. Well,
I don't know. Talking about places that are all over the place, I still remember when I went to California and came back through the Vegas area. I was staying overnight at a hotel and casino in Prim Valley, and the hotel and casino area, you know, one of the things on their brochure was that they had 8 restaurants inside the casino. So you had kind of your choice of whatever you wanted. The problem was I got up to get out and go fairly early that morning. And so of the 8 places, the only one that was open was a Denny's.
See, I like Denny's.
I do too. I got the Moons Over Miami, of course.
Classic.
Yeah, classic. But still, I was, you know, little choice there. 8 restaurants. Well, none of them are open except for Denny's.
Denny's, yeah. Which is why those places that stay open get the business.
Right.
Yeah. Back to OPH, Original Pancake House. I'm pleading with the wealthy people of Wichita. There's got to be an investor out there with money sitting around. Please, please franchise and get OPH here in Wichita.
an original pancake house.
I will be
house.
A massive supporter if you do.
And if it had Mr. Pibb on tap?
Well, that, you know, that's just beyond my wildest dreams.
Yeah.
It is, speaking of which, July 4th is tomorrow, federal holiday. So a lot of stuff that's usually open is not tomorrow.
Right.
Among the closures tomorrow, Brooks Landfill, Animal Shelter, Great Plains Nature Center, City Arts, Wichita Art Museum, Cowtown, Mid-America All-Indian Museum, public libraries, and City Hall, all closed tomorrow. And no mail delivery either on Independence Day tomorrow on Friday the 4th. Now, as we mentioned earlier, Cowtown is closed tomorrow. Their big Independence Day deal is Saturday from 10 to 5. Their big day celebrating Independence Day. So, all right, there's your closures. If you need to know what will not be open tomorrow.
Yeah, but then, like you mentioned, Cowtown has their big deal on Saturday. That's probably pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. But, of course, still open Botanica, public golf courses, Watson Park, the tennis center, city pool, splash pads. They're all.
Oh, yeah.
They might have a little bit of adjusted hours, but they are all still open.
Right.
All right, there you go. That is now it's 8:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports. We will start with minor league baseball. First place, Wichita Wind Surge, losing 2-1 at Tulsa last night. One more at Tulsa tonight. But then the same two teams will play three games here in Wichita, downtown at Equity Bank Park, on Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. Tomorrow night, Independence Day Spectacular, post-game fireworks. Yeah, the Surge is doing their own fireworks show at the stadium. And you'll also have a great seat if you want to stay at the stadium and watch the Cities, Red, White, and Boom, going on over by Century 2 at the Kennedy Plaza.
Oh, two for one
so
there.
You kind of get two for one if you go to the Surge game tomorrow night. To watch one at the stadium, then one over by Century 2. And then Saturday night, 6:05 is game time on Christmas in July. Another post-game fireworks show for the Surge Saturday night as well. And the first 2,000 fans that come to the game Saturday get Wichita Wind Surge Christmas boxer shorts.
Christmas boxer shorts.
You heard me.
In July.
Yeah, and then Sunday, you got a game at 1:05. And this is all part of a 9-game homestand for Wichita. So they'll be home all next week as well. So there's your rundown of what the Surge has going on, tied for first place right now. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals, some late-night baseball in Seattle, taking on the second-place Seattle Mariners. The Royals, once again, some struggles on offense. You heard the game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Well, the Royals lose a one-run game tonight. They fall to the Mariners by a final score of 3-2. It's the Royals' 14th one-run loss this season. They're now 13-14 in one-run games. And overall, the Royals are 40-47, back to seven games below 500, the low watermark of the season. And the Royals got off to a good start tonight, Stu. They scored a run in the top of the first inning, and it looked similar to last night's game, but the Royals really struggled to add on. They did get a run in the top of the eighth inning, but stranded both the potential and go-ahead runs on base.
Yeah, the Royals have lost 9 of 11. Struck out 14 times last night. So, I mean, more than half of the time, they're not even putting the ball in play. The Royals at the Mariners tonight, really late. 9 o'clock, after 9 o'clock start time tonight. Woo, in Seattle. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. That'll finish up the four-game series. Then the Royals head to Phoenix for the rest of the weekend. Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon against the Diamondbacks. All those Royals games are live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Let's go to the Cincinnati Reds in action. A suspended game and then a scheduled game in Boston against the Red Sox last night. In the regularly scheduled game, it was a four-run win for the Reds, and all four of those margin runs came on one swing of the bat from former Wichita Wind Surge infielder Christian Encarnacion Stand on FanDuel Cincy.
In the air. Deep left center, over top the monster and out of the ballpark. He left Fenway. He cleared the monster onto the street. And the Reds lead 4-3 on the first grand slam of Encarnacion Stand's career.
How about that? Your first grand slam and you hit it out. out of Fenway Park. Literally out of Fenway Park over the monster. How about that? Christian Encarnacion Strand is, boy, that was pretty cool. And the Reds won that game 8-4 over the Red Sox. The Reds have won 6 of their last 10 games. And that's sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. WBC celebrating the 4th with $4 beers. From now all the way through Sunday, July 6th at all 3 brew pubs. What a great idea if you got out-of-town visitors. How about that? Wichita Brewing Company, $4 beers. Now all the way through Sunday the 6th. Very nice. It is 8:22 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Traffic and weather is on the way. And looking at the results in the Sean Diddy Combs trial, that's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute coming up next on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning. It is 8:31. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Thursday, July 3rd. Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky. It is 75 degrees here on this Thursday morning. Severe weather may impact July 4th travel plans of many Americans during the next few days. This report from Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta.
For a peak travel day, things are running relatively smoothly here at the world's busiest airport. All day, we've seen about 270 delays, 14 cancellations, but nationwide, the FlightAware misery map going into this evening shows 899 delays and 4 cancellations late this afternoon, with many of the disruptions occurring at airports serving Dallas, New York City, Washington, D.C., Chicago, and Miami. AAA predicts a record 72.2 million people will travel domestically over this July 4th week, a 2.4% increase over last year. More than 85% will be traveling by car. Travel analysts say the economy is driving these trends.
And that's Fox's Jonathan Seri with that report. Fireworks injuries account for about 15,000 visits to emergency rooms across the nation last year, a third of those for burns, hands and fingers suffering the most injuries, followed by the head, face, and ears. Meanwhile, Wichita firefighters and police officers will be teaming up, patrolling neighborhoods, making sure everyone is following the rules for shooting off fireworks in the city. If you're in violation, you could face a fine between $1,000 to $2,000. And Wichita's non-emergency phone line to report complaints is open 6 p.m. to 3 a.m. all the way through the morning of Sunday, July 6th. If you have a non-emergency phone, non-emergency complaint, don't call 911. That's for emergencies only. The non-emergency line is 290-1011. 290-1011. 6 p.m. to 3 a.m. The Independence Day federal holiday is tomorrow. Sedgwick County Commission Chairman Ryan Beatty spoke with KNSS News about the holiday.
Without a shadow of a doubt, I believe that this is the greatest country in the history of civilization. And it's not because we always get it right. And it's not because that we are the most ethical, moral civilization that's ever walked the face of the planet. That's not it. It's because we're built on an idea. And we're built on an idea that the rights are not given to us by government. They're not given to us by a king. That they're given to us by God.
And tomorrow marks 249 years as a nation for the United States of America. A toddler in Georgia fighting for his life after getting stung by more than 150 times yellow jacket stings.
2-year-old Beckham Reed is in intensive care getting treatment for multi-organ failure. Beckham was riding his electric toy vehicle around his family's Atlanta property with his cousins when he disturbed a hidden yellow jacket nest and was immediately swarmed from head to toe. His parents rushed him to an emergency room where a doctor gave him morphine and Benadryl and sent him home. But less than a day later, Beckham's parents say the child's condition deteriorated. He was taken to a pediatric ICU and is getting ventilator support, dialysis, blood transfusions, and IV treatments. Jill Nato, Fox News.
What is at the top of the list for most satisfying dining spots in the country?
Chick-fil-A has been voted highest in customer satisfaction for the 11th consecutive year. That according to the newest rankings from the American Consumer Satisfaction Index. The Atlanta-based chain keeping their score of 83 from last year. The score is based on a number of factors, including food prices and overall satisfaction. Panda Express saw the most growth this year with a 4-point jump, good enough for second place on the list, while KFC had the sharpest decline with a 4-point decrease. McDonald's is at the bottom of the rankings with a score of 70. The rankings come as the restaurant industry struggles to appeal to consumers who continue to voice their frustrations with increasing prices. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
.851 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A Wichita Business Journal update is on the way. We'll tell you about some work done by Spirit and Boeing. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
A young staff member for Kansas Congressman Ron Estes was shot and killed Monday night in the nation's capital.
Two.
Nearly 4,000 people a day are going to be using Wichita's Eisenhower Airport all the way through the holiday weekend.
One.
Aerial fireworks are being sold in Wichita for the first time in the city limits. They can legally be set off 10 a.m. to midnight today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Three big things with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic volume's getting a little bit thinner out there. Still, because of the travel holiday, watch out for heavy traffic around Eisenhower National Airport today. We also have a stalled out vehicle still northbound I-135, and it's basically just south of Kellogg, between Lincoln and Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast heading into the holiday weekend. A bit of a gusty wind out of the south today, becoming partly cloudy as the day goes on. A high of 89 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight with a low down to 70. Then on Independence Day tomorrow, a high of 85 degrees on a partly cloudy day for July the 4th. And then Saturday, where we might have some morning storms leading into a partly cloudy day on July 5th. On Saturday, a high of 90 degrees. On Saturday, currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south, a sunny sky. It is 75 degrees here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Now let's take a look at a Wichita Business Journal local business update. Boeing and Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems have finished up the redesign of a door plug with safety features, hoping to prevent another blowout like the one that occurred early last year on a 737 MAX that was in flight, and that problem sent both companies reeling. The new design still awaits approval from the Federal Aviation Administration. That certification process is being expedited, trying to stay ready for installation on new airplanes next year. And the enhanced design was completed by Spirit and Boeing last month. It equips the door plug with secondary retention devices engineered to prevent the door plug from shifting upward and away from the fuselage. That's a pretty important feature because the NTSB investigation found the door plug was missing 4 bolts and had shifted gradually out of place over the course of the Alaska Airlines plane's 154 flights preceding the blowout. So the new design also does account for human error. It is engineered to make it more difficult for factory workers to install the door plug incorrectly, according to the NTSB. And that is a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal, which we do twice every morning in the 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock hour right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. All right, here we go. The federal holiday, July 4th, Independence Day is tomorrow. We will not have a Steve and Ted show. We will be back on Monday. So you get 3 days without Steve and Ted. That kind of makes me sad.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight, you've got the Bradley Fair Summer Concert Series in its 25th year in Northeast Wichita. Fireworks at 9:30 p.m. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, you've got a Veterans Memorial Park Commemoration of Independence Day ceremony at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning downtown. The Wind Surge has fireworks after the game tomorrow night. The city has its Red, White, and Boom tomorrow night. Right down at the Garvey Center Twin Towers at Kennedy Plaza, right by Century 2. So you got, there'll be other fireworks demonstrations all over the place. You can find one you like. Thanks for being with us. Here with Steve and Ted on KNSS as we move on into the holiday weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll be back with you on Monday. Thanks for being with us. Enjoy Independence Day, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
WBC is short for Wichita Brewing Company, the brewery and pizzeria.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.